This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. My dear brothers, my respected sisters, when we look at how we feel in those seasons where we engage the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we just go back in memory and reflect on our state of mind, state of heart, our spiritual health, we find that these were the best days of the year. And here we are, only 6 months away from our beloved month of Ramadan. And it used to be the tradition of our pious predecessors in the past, that they start talking about Ramadan 6 months in advance. Their tradition was 6 months after Ramadan, they're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept whatever they had done in Ramadan. 6 months after Ramadan, they continue to relive the spirit of Ramadan. 6 months after Ramadan, they want to make sure during these 6 months after Ramadan that they behave and that they maintain, they behave in a fashion that reflects the spirit of Ramadan so that all of their great deeds in the month of Ramadan were accepted, to make sure that they were accepted. And then it is in this month, in this period, that they start gearing up for charging themselves, preparing themselves for the next Ramadan, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah azza wa jalla to deliver them to that Ramadan. But today what I wanted to discuss wasn't necessarily that portion of it, preparing ourselves for Ramadan and gearing up for Ramadan. But I wanted to talk about one of the elements that make the month of Ramadan very special is the Quran. That's what I want to focus on. You see, those who recite the Quran in the month of Ramadan, the people that are most pursued in the month of Ramadan, now is the time when they start making deals and connections and preparations. Some of them already a long time ago, but now is the time where they start preparing themselves and come up with a game plan for themselves. Now is the time where they start, those who need to revise and solidify their hifz, now is the time they start doing that. The huffaz, the people that we ask to come and lead us in salah, they re-engage the Quran 6 months prior to Ramadan, they start gearing up. Some obviously do it a little later, but now is the time where they re-engage the Quran. And any one of us that develops a special connection with the Quran, even wallahi, even if it's one verse a day, will tell you that they notice the difference. So what is it that makes it so special? And what am I asking myself, starting from this day and onward, to do with regards to our relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran tells us, Ya ayyuhan nasu, O people, O mankind, O human beings, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, there has come to you a maw'idha, a loving, caring advice from your Lord who cares about you, who sustains you, who takes care of you, who maintains your affairs, your Lord who wants what is best for you, who knows what is best for you. أَلَا يَعْلُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ, there has come to you from your Lord a maw'idha. Allah Azza wa Jalla calls it maw'idha. مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, from your Lord. Notice that he didn't say مِنْ Allah, from Allah, or مِنْ الْجَبَّارِ, or from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, your Lord, the one that cares for you, the one that nourishes you, takes care of you. مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, it's a message of love and care. It's a message that came to ensure our success and our happiness and ultimately our salvation. From Allah. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, and it's a healing and a cure for that which is in the hearts. It came to purify you, cure you, and it came to make you a better person, a healthier person. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, and only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows what is in the sudur. Very often you see people running around, they look very fine, they look like they got, they're in control of their lives and their affairs, they appear to be very successful and doing very well, and you may not realize that they're either pretending or they themselves may not be even aware of how much they're carrying, how stressed they are, how overwhelmed they may be. They don't know. They may not even know, or even if they know, they may be good at hiding it. And everyone around them envies them. And then it's all of a sudden that either stress gets to them, or they may even, worst case scenario, is do something to themselves because they can't take it anymore. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is something that I have sent to you, something that is very special. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, shifa is a cure for everything. It heals the heart. But you have to allow it access to your heart. You have to allow it access to your sadr, your heart, your chest. Open your chest for it and let it do its miracle. It's a miraculous book. Let it do its miracle. It can heal you. It can literally heal you. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Not only that, وَهُدًا, and it's a guidance for the mind, for the intellect. It opens up your eyes. It opens up your ears. It broadens your horizon. It makes you a better thinker. وَهُدًا is a guidance. It shows you the path. وَرَحْمَةٌ, and then on top of that, it is mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a source of love and compassion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala للمؤمنين, for the believers. يا أيها الناس, O people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all people. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ, there has come to you. مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, from your Lord. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, there has come to you this loving advice from your Lord. وَشِفَاءٌ, and a cure and healing. وَهُدًا, guidance. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, to those who believe. This is the secret of the Qur'an. So whenever, no wonder, whenever we have more exposure to it, we immediately sense or notice the difference. That's why we're better, we're the best we can be in the month of Ramadan. Because we just happen to allow ourselves to be exposed to the Qur'an. We finally make time for it. We finally come back to it. And the Quran does its work on us. And we're better individuals. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra, in verse 82. That previous verse, for those who want the reference, is from Surah Yunus, verse 57. In Surah Al-Isra, Surah 17, verse 82, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. And we reveal, we bring down of the Qur'an, مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That which is a cure and mercy for the believers. So, how can we get that to be the case for ourselves? You see, whenever we give the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever leftover we have, and mind you, again, as I said in the past, and I continue to say, we are very fortunate. We're the only species, by the way, that received this. We received Kalamullah. Quran is the actual saying, the actual words, the actual qawl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the one thing that we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have access to from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that from Allah azza wa jal, one of his attributes subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on top of that, we are allowed to receive it. We're allowed to understand it. We're allowed to use it. We are allowed to repeat it and utter it. We are allowed to do this. We have direct access to it. Each and every single one of us. In Islam, we don't have an elite group that has access to this and everyone else can only come to it through them. No. All you have to do is just receive it, like it has to be transmitted to you and it's yours. All you have to do is just make wudu and hold the mushaf and start reading it. Obviously, you need to learn how to read it properly and take advantage of those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nonetheless, it's yours. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's message to you and I and everyone else. And the other day we were told that people are coming in, you know, they're coming to Islam. The Muslim population, the global Muslim population has surpassed 2 billion, 2.1 almost. Many of those who come to Islam, they come through not even like a direct engagement of the actual word in its original language. They come to it indirectly through the understanding or the translation of someone's understanding of the Quran. Yet it still has great impact on them. Lord, I would urge you to go learn about their stories. Yet those of us who have access to it, who have the opportunity to learn it and engage it, we take it lightly. And that shouldn't be the case. So how can we do this? And before I go any further, I just want to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said about the people of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who understood it, in whose tongue it was revealed. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Isn't it sufficient? Isn't it enough for them that we have revealed the book to you so that it would be recited to them? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hujjah. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's proof. Either for or against humanity. It's enough. For anyone who's asking for a miracle, for anyone who, tell them to go and engage the Quran. Learn the Quran, study the Quran. For anyone who has doubts, for anyone who has any issues, go and engage the Quran. So here are some practical steps towards having a better relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself to engage the Quran and understand it and contemplate on it by developing positive feeling about it and falling in love with it. And by having respect for it and appreciation for it. See, a lot of us, we receive the Quran as always, but we haven't really fully, really considered the fact that we're very fortunate. This is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the words of Allah azza wa jal. And if we truly love Allah azza wa jal, if we're grateful for what Allah azza wa jal has done for us, all the blessings, then we must love it, appreciate it, and respect it. Ikrimah, who at some point used to fight the Quran, used to deny the Quran, used to fight the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he accepted Islam, and he finally got rid of his bias and he finally allowed himself to be captured by the Quran. He was captivated, and he used to hug it. He used to hug his mushaf or his copy. He used to hug it and say, kalamu Rabbi, the Lord, the words of my Lord. The words of my Lord. So that's why one of the great imams said, man ahabba Allah, ahabba kalama. Whoever loves Allah, you must then love his words. See, if you receive a letter from someone that you really care about, not only are you going to immediately open that letter and read it, you're going to read it over and over again. Only if you care about the author or whoever wrote it or whoever sent it. So prepare yourself and understand the value of what we have. Number two, make the Quran your companion and be a companion of the Quran. Sahib al-Quran. Make your Quran your companion. Consider it. Even if it's, you see, when we become the companions of the Quran in the month of Ramadan, we all appreciate it. We all love it. We get a taste of it. Make yourself a companion of the Quran. Meaning, have a daily access, a daily engagement, a daily appointment. A daily relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the Quran. Wallahi ya jama'ah, I know people who do only one verse. I know people who do 5 minutes. And then they tell you it makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference. It should be part of your daily routine. Somewhere, on your way to work, on your way back from work, when you go to bed, whatever that is. Have a daily connection with the book of Allah. One way or another. Number three, consider not only just listening to it or reading it, but consider having, even again, if it's one verse, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٍ, even if it's just one verse, consider studying its meanings. Even if it's just Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, day one, day two, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, day three, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, day four, Maliki Yawm al-Din, and so on and so forth. You're going to have 365 verses by the end of the year. That's a treasure. That is a treasure. That's more than Surah Al-Baqarah. Umar radiallahu anhu, it took him 8 years to do Surah Al-Baqarah. One verse a day. Half a verse. One verse every 2 days. Engage. The mean. What does it exactly mean? And now, ya jama'ah, subhanAllah, I'm just amazed. Alhamdulillah, from the blessings of Allah, there are all kinds of apps, all kinds of resources and websites right now to make it easy. How is it pronounced? How do I understand? I know people who do one word, one Quranic word a day. Wallahi, it will make a difference. It will make a difference. Start with the most popular, the most essential surahs, Al-Fatiha. Ayatul Kursi, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ عُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ عُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. The verses or the surahs that you read on a regular basis between now and Ramadan. Number four, I would urge you to watch short videos for some of the most eloquent interpreters or teachers that talk about the Quran, Quranic verse, short ones, just 1, 2, 3 minutes, about the beauty of the Quran, this marvelous book. Just watch one video. Make it a habit on a daily basis. Something very interesting that you find in the Quran. Patterns. The Quran is full of wonders. Full of wonders. Watch one of these on a daily basis. Just make it, you know, whoever your favorite is, I'm not going to stand here and recommend. Whoever you find to be very interesting and captivating, listen to it. Even if it's in your own respective language. Listen to it. They're amazing things. Obviously, you always have to, you know, verify and make sure. But the best you can get, the best person, the most qualified person that you can listen to it. As long as my goal from it is to have an engagement. Just to make you fall in love with this marvelous book. Number five. Maintain consistency. Be persistent. Whether you do it daily, or you do it 3 times a week, or you do it once a week, whatever it is, maintain that schedule with the Quran. Six, last but not least, take advantage of any programming, any activity, be it in person or online. If it has to do with the Book of Allah, the Quran, be amongst the first to register or sign up for it and make time for it. Ya Jama'ah, we cannot expect to really be touched by the Quran. We cannot expect to be transformed by the Quran. We cannot expect to be healed by the Quran if we're just going to give the Quran whatever extra time that we have whenever we feel like it. The Quran is aziz. This book is very noble, glorified. Whatever you give the Quran, the Quran will give you more. But if it's something that you're going to pay attention to just whenever or only whenever there is a loss, a tragic loss, or a funeral, فَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you and I for our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I of those who listen and follow the best of what they listen to. أقول هذا القول أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Consider as we, you know, this is a month where a lot of people remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when Aisha radiallahu anha, and one of the fascinating things about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was his personality, his character and his akhlaq. Wallahi ya jama'ah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was an extraordinary human being. Yes, he was bashar. Allah azza wa jalla says, you know, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. And the Prophet ﷺ himself in his own words said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ. I am but a human being. But he was an extraordinary bashar. What made him extraordinary in addition to his own character sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the fact that he was the first, he was the recipient of the Qur'an. It was his special relationship with the Qur'an. That he was the first one to receive the Qur'an and he was the one that transmitted the Qur'an to us. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. It's revealed to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatest blessing on his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Qur'an. And when Aisha was asked about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Ummah, O mother, she was asked by her students, what was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like? What was he like? She said, أَوَلَسْتَ تَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ. Don't you recite the Qur'an? He said, yeah, but what does that have to do with my question? I mean, he didn't say that, but I'm just, yeah, of course. فَذَٰلِكَ نَبِيُّكُمْ. That was your prophet. كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. His character was of the Qur'an. The Qur'an is what shaped him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Qur'an is what empowered him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Qur'an is what purified him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Qur'an was his greatest asset. The Qur'an was his greatest weapon, greatest tool. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. It was the Qur'an. And we have, that is the mirath of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have what the Prophet ﷺ left behind us. And the Prophet himself ﷺ says, تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ, I have left for you. And I told you before that the one thing the Prophet ﷺ, you know, we were talking about this last week, the one thing the Prophet ﷺ wished to live for was to see us. But then he said, I have left for you. The legacy that what I have left for you behind. تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَن تَضِلُّوا بَعْدِي أَبَدًا. If you are to hold on, you will not go astray. كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي وَفِي رِوَايَةِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَعِتْرَتِي. The book of Allah, first and foremost. Let's hold on to it. Let's engage. Let's embrace it. Bring it back in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and I this special relationship that only those who are chosen have with the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I of those who are chosen. اللهم اجعلنا ممن اصطفيتهم لكتابك. اللهم اجعلنا من حملة كتابك. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن الذين هم أهلك وخاصتك. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن الذين هم أهلك وخاصتك. اللهم إنا عبيدك بنو عبيدك بنو إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاءك. نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم الكريم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا. اللهم انفعنا وارفعنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما وهدى ونورا ورحمة يا رب العالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أبرم الأمة الإسلام أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل الطاعة ويهدى فيه أهل المعصية ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.